It has been a dark January on the COVID-19 front, but there are signs that the Omicron curve is flattening in this country. We're seeing now about 700,000 cases a day on average, and that is down from more than 800,000 earlier this month. Let's talk now to Dr. Abdul El Sayed. He is an epidemiologist and former health commissioner for the city of Detroit. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
As you look across the country, where Omicron numbers are falling and where they're not, what picture do you see?
Well, the thing about these waves is they spread kind of like a ripple in the ocean, and the first place where the pebble falls tend to be the big cities. And so you're seeing that the cases are really starting to decline in places like New York or Washington, D.C. or Seattle, Washington. And then you're seeing that wave move inward into the Midwest and then further into the South and in parts of the West. And in my part of the country, in the Midwest here in Michigan, we're starting to see cases level off. They haven't taken the kind of decline that they have in larger cities, but it looks like it's on the way if it follows the same natural course.
Okay. And in Michigan, what does the situation look like as far as severe cases of COVID, as far as hospital capacity?
Yeah, so cases have leveled off, but that number of severe cases and hospital capacity is still perilously close to driving full occupancy in our hospitals. And that really is the kind of outcome that all of us have been worried about throughout this Omicron surge, considering the fact that per case, the likelihood of severe illness is low. But given how transmissible this virus is and the volume of cases, that we were going to overwhelm hospitals. And so we're perilously close to that tipping point, although given that the number of cases are starting to level off and fall, it does look like hospitals are starting to get some breathing room, and that's really good news.
Yeah. I want to play a little piece of sound from White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, who expressed a little optimism over the weekend. Here he is on ABC Sunday.
As we get into the next weeks to month or so, we'll see throughout the entire country the level of infection get to below what I call that area of control.
But here's the thing, right? COVID has surprised us. And surprised us. The World Health Organization is warning that the next variant may come before long. So what uncertainty do we need to keep in mind here?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. What Dr. Fauci is describing is the near term, and that really is good news. It is some breathing room. That being said, we do know that this virus, it evolves incredibly quickly, and that we can expect that there is going to be yet another variant. The question is, though, is given what Omicron has done and how fast it has transmitted itself across the country, has it left a sort of natural vaccination residue, an immunity wall behind it? And will the next potential variant of concern be able to scale that wall? And that really is something that we have yet to see. The real answer here is that the more people who get vaccinated, the more we send vaccines abroad where the next variant of concern is likely to evolve, the better off we are in holding back that next variant and being ready if, in fact, there is a next one that can penetrate what Omicron has left behind.
And as you look at that global picture, as far as this kind of immunity wall, how does that picture look to you?
Well, there is still a startlingly low level of vaccination in, for example, the African continent. And we just have not done as good of a job at getting our vaccines out there. And given the lower density of population, Omicron hasn't penetrated the same way simply because there just aren't as many people who are making contact every day as there are in you know, our country or across Europe. And so we still have some real areas of concern where this virus has the potential to continue to evolve. And we know how good it is at doing that. And so we really do have to put the pedal to the metal on getting vaccines abroad and making sure that we can tackle the next one before it ever has the chance to emerge and penetrate.
Great. And very quickly, a lot of parents are still waiting for an approved vaccine for children under 5. Why is that taking so long here in the U.S.?
Yeah. Well, I'm one of them. I have a child who's 4 years old. And the fact is that the first set of trials showed not enough immune impact on the dosages that they had tried. And so they tried a 3-dose regimen. We should expect to hear more about how that worked from Pfizer in the next month or so. And so parents of younger children can have some hope.
Great. Dr. Abdul El Sayed, epidemiologist and former health commissioner for Detroit. Thank you, as always.